Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can't Trust, right here for the next 2 hours, just 2 hours today, on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Carverly. I'm thrilled to be here.
Happy Father's Day.
You too,
Chuck
buddy.
Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy.
You too, buddy, and every other father out there that the good dads.
There's
the good
no dads. Greater gift than good kids. I am absolutely convinced of that.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You're not going to argue with me?
Not on that one. No.
Wow.
Not on that one.
Wow. Wait a minute. Let's write this down.
We've raised some great kids, buddy. We have.
You know, I think the job of a parent, mother or father, is to raise good citizens.
Yeah.
And if we had more of that, I'm a firm believer we'd have fewer problems societally. But, hey, who am I to? No one comes to me for my opinion.
Oh, yes, they do.
For housing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people come to you for your other opinions. Well, just not on the radio.
My kids don't.
Your political opinions. We don't want those, definitely.
Dad, we called a roofer. It's like, why didn't you call Dad? No, I'm kidding. It's going to be fun today. We got a couple of good people calling. We get to introduce Samco to our
A very listeners. Unique new team partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Absolutely love. Samco is a facilities maintenance company. And what that means is if you own a restaurant, if you own a, you name it out there.
A factory, a 7-Eleven, whatever.
Basically anything that has heating and cooling equipment or kitchen equipment. Samco is the name of the company you want to have posted. So when something shuts down, you call them and they take care of you. I mentioned they're out of Livonia, and you and I got a chance to spend some time earlier this week with them. And then I
saw David and Adam.
Yep, I saw him a couple days later in Oxford. So they go a long way. I saw one of their trucks. What's that?
They're a specialist, so they better, right?
They better. Yeah.
Look forward to talking to David, and we're also going to be talking to an old friend, Mark Mercier.
Yeah. Mark and Cheryl, I'm sure, are right at this minute out on their deck, relaxing, drinking coffee, getting their day started. Happy Father's Day, Mark. And happy Father's Day.
Good couple, good people, good business.
Great people. You know, people who listen to WJR on a regular basis know Mark and Cheryl. They have great commercials. They have a great product. Of course, Rhino Shield of Michigan. And we'll be talking to them at 11 o'clock. And taking your phone calls now, next few minutes, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
We had a response. I mentioned the garlic sticks yesterday.
Yes.
I've got to buy them. I got to go online and get them. But are you familiar with Milorganite? Did you ever used to use Milorganite as a fertilizer?
No.
I am, but my brain, I forget stuff.
Is it still available?
No more RAM. No more random access memory.
You got to erase some of it.
Exactly. I need to erase stuff to take on any new. But long story short, we had a listener that suggested, you know what? When the plants are young, we use Milorganite. It's an easy fertilizer that doesn't burn anything. And the deer and rabbits will stay away from it. Now, I've never tried that, but if it works, that is a really inexpensive and great way to keep the deer and rabbits away from your plants.
It's kind of like mooses.
I know, mooses. Mises.
You have an issue with just rabbits, correct?
I'm just having it with rabbits. I know my sister in Grand Rapids, they live in a subdivision near Granville High School.
Okay.
And they have deer issues as well.
Oh, sure. People in Troy and Rochester.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. Oh, they have, I mean, it's amazing, Chuck. In my lifetime, what I've seen with the deer migration, you never see deer in the city now. And I remember the first time I saw a deer, there was a golf course at the corner of 8 Mile and Telegraph.
Well, you were carrying a long gun in your truck and shooting on the freeway.
They made the law you couldn't do that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think I was the reason for that. So, did a few years in the pen. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you fed the family for a while.
Yeah, right. But it's amazing. People got to be careful in the city. Deer, and we never had to worry about that when we were younger. And hey, it's turtle migration season. You know, what I could say, everyone, don't stop for turtles.
Thank you.
Have you witnessed something like this recently?
I have not recently. I have in the past, certainly. And I mean, even when I go around people that are stupidly pulled off to the side
with
the door wide open,
yep,
for any reason, I pray for them. It's like, Lord, please don't let them get hit and die there.
I haven't seen it this year, but let me just say something, okay? If I'm on a dirt road, you're on a dirt road, you see a turtle crossing, you want to help it, fine. Make sure you put on the other side of the road the way it's facing. Don't touch it with your hands. You're going to get sick. Literally, you'll get
sick.
Make sure
there's no traffic.
Yeah, but I remember last year on a busy, not a busy highway, a two-lane highway in Clarkson, all these vehicles were pulled over, and a lady's in the middle trying to get this turtle. And I'm the bad guy because I said, it's a turtle. And some lady called me a name, yelled a name to me. And like, it's not worth somebody's life. No. It's a turtle. And there was a guy behind me. You heard him slam on his brakes a few cars back because of this. You don't expect cars to be stopping.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
On 23 a week ago.
Okay.
Two-lane highway, right?
Yep.
Family of turkeys.
Oh, geez.
And they were in no hurry. The cars didn't bother them. The horns didn't bother them.
And you got to be careful.
I just about came to a stop because I was worried as much about me. Well, there was nobody behind me.
Good. Okay. Good. Good. Good.
And they walked across, and then I proceeded. But it's like I'd had to have a big brush bar. I could have done some damage. There were like six, seven, something like that.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to tell a 23 story, a U.S. 23 story. 2 weeks ago, as I'm way to Atlas Home Improvement.
Oh.
And about a year ago.
South of where I was, but yeah.
About a year ago. I started carrying gas in my vehicle. I've always carried gas in my vehicle, okay? Because I have a truck.
Yeah, when we were working, we used to.
Gas in my vehicle. In the last year, I have probably, I'm going southbound on 23, just before Fenton, okay? And I see a young man on the right-hand side pushing a motorcycle, all right? Now, of course, I don't get over because it's expressway. I'll never do that. But I knew the next exit had a road that came right next to the highway there, right?
All right.
I pulled over. Saw him, handed him the gas. He was thrilled. That's such a great feeling helping people.
You might
like
not
that.
Go to hell.
And if you,
you might make it.
Trust me, if I do or not, it has nothing to
I
do
mean,
with that.
I mean, that did very little to upset the balance of your
none of my
life,
works will help me get to everybody. Anyway.
Hey, we got a company that's got nothing to apologize for. If you want an expert roof with a great warranty and it's a system that will last you leak free, then call Victor's. 888-654-GUYS, which translates to 4897. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a couple of guests that are going to be talking to you in the next couple hours, but we'd like to hear from you as well.
Yes, we would. We say here for you today and every day. That means 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Any housing issues you may have, you go there. You may find a professional. You may not. You can just ask us a question. And we will get back to you with an answer, either Chuck or myself. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rosalie in St. Clair Shores. Good morning, Rosalie. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hi, guys. Happy Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Issue is the basement, that PVC pipe that comes out of the furnace and down into the drain. Yesterday, it smelled like sewage. Do I call a plumber or a furnace man?
Furnace.
I might try dumping some RV antifreeze in that drain and see if the smell goes away after a few hours.
Oh, okay, because it did bubble up. You know,
a lot of times
that
drain, there isn't enough going into it to keep the trap full, and that drain by the furnace can dry out. And then you'll get sewer gas coming directly into your home from it.
Oh, okay. So that was RV antifreeze?
Yeah, it's usually a pink color. If you go into like O'Reilly's or one of the auto parts store, they'll have it. It won't hurt your pipes at all. But just dump maybe a quart in there. It'll fill the trap and prevent any sewer gas from coming in.
I misunderstood. This is obviously nothing that's coming from the drain from the furnace. This is actually the gas that you're smelling underneath there.
Yes. And there was a little bit of, I don't know, sewage or something around the drain, too.
Yeah, that's just what you're getting from the drain.
Yeah, you'll get stuff growing like moss on a slow-running creek. You'll get it at that pipe.
Oh,
if you can get a piece of stiff wire, like hanger-type wire, and clean out that pipe as well.
Oh, I can do that.
A little half-inch plastic pipe that's laying on the floor there.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay,
I can do that, and I thank you very much.
We thank you. Stay well.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good call.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah, sweetheart. It's difficult when you have an issue like that and you really don't know. I mean, for me, it was the flowers getting eaten, you know? It's like, what the heck do I do? I don't want to shoot the rabbits. Yes. You know.
Why not?
My wife doesn't like rabbits, too.
Well, this time of year, you can't eat them anyway, so.
Can't you?
No. Parasites.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Nasty. Nasty stuff.
So there's at least two of them. Sorry.
Your rabbits are driving you crazy. Boy, I haven't heard you complain about anything.
I know.
In a long time. Jeez. And you know what? I haven't found any kind of... Years ago, I told you we had this snake that was drove my wife crazy. It was in our front yard. It would not go away. I caught it one time, took it a block away, and it found its way back.
Yeah.
And I went and grabbed this snake away product from a local hardware store. It smelled heavily like mint. Sprinkled it all through our garden beds. You know it's coming. The next morning, it's like the snake was giving me the, if it had a middle finger, it would have given it to me because it shed its skin right in the middle of where I put the stuff.
Who need you?
Well, you never use that stuff again because obviously it doesn't work.
It did work for you.
No, it sure did not.
You know, I have found, too, we had a listener with a rat attacking a bird feeder. Said they finally got a successful bird feeder in the backyard and enjoying it, and then all of a sudden a big fat rat shows up. And they've tried all the stuff they buy at local, you know, consumer stores. And I send them to a farm and fleet. Any farm supply, I guarantee you, they know how to safely get rid of rats.
Rats have moved into areas that were never there when I was growing up. You know,
what are you thinking?
696, the Willard Corridor, the Telegraph Corridor, Berkeley. We never saw those when I was a kid, ever.
They were probably there, but...
Well, they were probably there, but I never saw them.
The road construction has disturbed a lot of huge rat colonies, and part of the bid for those projects in a lot of locations when there's demolition is to literally have someone like a rove pest control come in there and get rid of the rats once they start excavating.
Right. Crazy. Well, about 8 years ago, my son was renting a house 150 yards from 696 in Royal Oak. And when he first moved there, it was a fixer-upper. Got a great deal for it.
Sure.
But the yard was really tall. The grass in the yard was really tall. He said the first time he went back there, he could see them moving, the grass moving as they were scrambling all through the backyard. So he took care of that right away. But, you know, here's the thing. When you have a rat issue, people are not sure. Look around the bases of your porches, especially brick porches, big brick back porches, they can find their way. Rats are like mice. They can fit into holes you would never think they can fit into. And the way you know it's going to be a rat is it's going to be extremely dirty and disgusting around that hole. And get rid of them. You don't want rats anywhere near any part of your property. They carry diseases. They carry ticks. Do everything you can do. Get rid of them. If you can't do anything, call Rove Pest Control. R-O-V-E. Pest control.
I agree with you. They're scary. Years ago, I had an issue like that in a property that you're aware that I had that was surrounded by farms.
Yeah.
And they had corn cribs. They had all that stuff.
But those are corn-eating rats. They're not as bad.
They chewed through my tupper where my dog's dog food.
Amazing.
And this guy gave me this stuff, and he sold to farms exclusively.
Gotcha.
He said, Chuck, it'll take a couple of days, but I promise you it'll be gone, and they'll take it back to the nest, wherever that is. 3-4 days later, I come home in the afternoon, and I find 30-some bodies throughout.
Really?
Around the barn and the yard.
Yay.
And I never saw them again. I buried the ones I found, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Were they searching for water? Is that, I mean, because that's what most of these
I don't know.
Poisons
I know
do.
They ingest, he said at the time, and I don't even pretend to remember what it was, that they would ingest, take it back to the nest, share it with all the other rats, and in a few days, it would kill them. That's all I knew, and I know it worked.
Interesting.
Scary stuff.
Interesting.
Right?
Hey, stick around. We're going to have David Saad, one of the brothers, three brothers, a trio, run Samco Property Maintenance. Going to be a great interview. Stick around. You listen to the Inside Outside Guys. This next segment, we mentioned electrical earlier. You think you need a standby generator? Every house should have ceiling fans to make that air move and make your house.
I mean, this is a company other electrical companies will refer, which is unbelievable.
Absolutely. Of course, we are talking about Lake Point Electric.
Where intelligent listeners go to get answers to their housing and commercial building questions, right?
InsideOutsideGuys.com. How's that? That was pretty cool.
You know, we got a chance to meet a guy this past week. That it's always fun when you meet a guy that is kind of, I don't want to insult David by saying he's like us, but we are passionate about the business and we love housing. We know we're not medical doctors, we're not physicists. But, David, you guys are excellent facilities maintenance people, and we want people to know about your company, Samco. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today. And just real quick, a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
God bless you. Thank you for saying that.
And back at you, sir. You know, Chuck and I had a chance to spend some time with you and your brother Adam this week. Really enjoyed the time getting to know you guys and really getting to know your quality company, family-owned companies. And everyone knows how we feel about family-owned companies. Do us a favor. Tell us a little bit of the history of Samco and what you guys do for our list, what you can do for our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, we at Samco, we provide commercial appliance repair, heating and cooling, and refrigeration repairs, mainly in the commercial industry, restaurants, C-stores, things like that. We have opened a residential department, and it's burgeoning for us, but that is a new entity for us, and we are really going headstrong into that as well. So we are really covering a lot of bases these days.
Yeah, you are. David, let me put you on the spot. I appreciate you calling on a Sunday. Do you have the time right now with your people to get into a large residential vent fan and makeup air system, or are you waiting to get into that?
Well, it depends on the market right now in the area. I do have some coverage residentially in the Washtenaw and Oakland and part of Livingston County at the moment, trying to provide the level of service that we've kind of grown to this point in the commercial end, and I want to make sure that I can make those same types of promises and provide that same type of service to our residential listeners. And so at the moment, we're kind of limited where we're going, Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston, but we're getting there.
Well, Chuck did a very good job at softening that question. He wanted to make sure he wasn't going to ask a question that the answer was no to. But what reason he asked is because we do get questions from homeowners. A lot of homeowners think when they turn that fan on their stove that smoke's disappearing. Well, most of it's not. It's just being recirculated.
It's a real exhaust rather than
It's not a real exhaust. It recycles, yeah. So we get a lot of homeowners asking us about do we have people that can help them exhaust that right out of the house? And the answer is you can in the certain areas, correct? Fair?
Absolutely, yes. Love absolutely. It. And you're absolutely right. That smoke, if it's not ducted properly and out of the building, which it rarely is, it's just being recycled somewhere back into that house.
So a lot of listeners, I mean, we have a lot of business owners listening to us right now, but a lot of listeners that are not business owners don't understand the kind of things that you guys would do for, say, a restaurant or even a factory. You want to kind of delve into that a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, with restaurants, you've got all the cooking equipment, everything related to the cooking and heating and holding of the product. We repair all of those appliances. But we also repair all of the refrigeration, so all the walk-in coolers, walk-in freezers, all the reach-ins, all the ice machines. We repair and preventative maintenance plan all of that type of equipment, as well as heating and cooling, so the rooftop units, residential furnaces, ACs, that kind of thing, as well as ventilation, the makeup air, and the way of exhausting, usually from a restaurant.
David, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I was in your office is located in Livonia, and I was in downtown Oxford the other day, and there were two of your trucks, your service vans right next to me. So I want people to understand, you guys go a long way, and we were at a gas station, but as soon as they turned right, they passed multiple fast food places. They pulled past multiple gas stations. They passed multiple other kinds of restaurants at Coney Islands. Those are what you service. Those are for all the owners of those kind of companies out there. This is what David does. And David, it's a service that's unique because you've started basically in the commercial business. You've been there for almost 25 years. And we love how you say you're going to strategically and slowly get into the residential side of it. Does that sound right?
It is. You know, we want to make sure, again, that we're maintaining that Samco level of service. And you know, we've really worked hard to get to where we are now and maintaining a level of service that our customers are very familiar with and rely on us for. And you're absolutely right. We do cover a very large area, all of Southeast Michigan commercially. I wow. did hear you yesterday mention the two vans up in Oxford. We actually have 29 service vans at the moment. I'm looking to grow. I actually have one or two vans sitting at the moment without technicians in them. I would love to have that 31 out on the road as soon as possible.
But you're very fussy about the kind of people you hire and train, right? Invest in?
That's why I don't have those two filled at the moment. I definitely spend a lot of time, painstaking effort to find the right technicians, the people that fit with our philosophy and we'll provide the level of service to our customers that they've come to appreciate from us. And that's not always easy to do. You know, they're the face of the company, so I spend a lot of time to really try and find out who the person is.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of companies wind up just putting bodies out there. I mean, if they have 29 trucks and they can't fill them, they hire, I hate to say it, less talented, or maybe people who aren't good with public. You don't do that. You wait and you make sure you have the right people. So if you're a service technician out there, 29 trucks should tell you something. 26 years in business should tell you something that people like working for you. Probably have great benefits if they decide to come work for you. Right, yeah. A career company.
Oh, absolutely. We provide, well, we've got 401k matching. We cover 100% of our technicians' health insurance as well as their families. Wow. We have several different companies that we work with directly for life insurances of different styles and different types because I want everybody covered. As much as I may not care for insurance, it is a necessary evil, and I don't want anybody worrying about things in the back end. I want them thinking about the job and being comfortable with what they're doing. So we provide as much of that as we possibly can.
Well, let me let our listeners know, for those who are listening right now and think they're interested in Samco's services, 313-800-6828. You can also find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And your website, David?
www.samcoffm.com. That's Samco, yeah. And then Frank Mary, or facilities maintenance in our case, .com.
Great. I didn't have that in front of me. Thank you for letting us know. Well, welcome to the family. We know you're going to be a great team partner. The Inside Outside guys will be referring you out. And we appreciate everything you're going to do for our listeners in the future, sir. We look forward to the relationship.
As do we. I'll tell you, this is very special for us. And I appreciate the opportunity to work with you guys. We have a lot of respect for both of you, Ken and Chuck, and what you've built over there. And I would do nothing to harm that reputation.
We know that.
Wow.
And
God bless you.
We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Again, this is a family-owned company, three brothers who work hard to run the business the right way with honesty and ethics. David, we greatly appreciate you coming on today.
I thank you very much for the time, guys, and I really look forward to this being a long and happy relationship.
We do, thank too. You thanks for the time, David. Have a great day.
Happy Father's Day, buddy. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you.
You know what? We are...
get chills. Good people.
Great people.
God,
we're extending the services that we can give to our listeners, which does nothing but help everybody.
Well, for years, a lot of people are not aware that you and I have helped a lot of commercial property owners.
Right.
And it's just, again, we're passionate about the building industry. You know, our focus tends to be residential, but in all honesty, we love the opportunity to answer a question about a 7-Eleven or
absolutely
a factory, absolutely. You know, whatever it is.
And I love how he reinforced what I said earlier. If you have a what you think may be a vent above your stove, if it's not venting directly outside, it's not doing you any good. And we get emails from people who want to vent them directly outside. Now, here you heard David say they're very busy with their facilities maintenance. And if you're residential, he may say if it's not a hurry, it might take a couple weeks. You know,
Yeah, and if it hasn't been done in the past.
Exactly.
But here's, you know, people need to understand that has to be done correctly. There's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. When we asked David about makeup air, he laughed because so few people understand makeup air. So
Thank you. We
could do a whole show or segment on that if the phones aren't ringing.
You're right. Hey, we'll take your phone calls after the break. 888-654-4897.
It's going to rain, partner. It ain't if, it's when. And we've got such a great company in Foundation Solutions 360. To come out and tell you exactly what's going on. And if you don't need them, they'll tell you that too.
Again, we met them because they were honest and we heard about it. And we have a great relationship with our friends at Foundation Solutions 360.
Having more fun than two guys ought to be able to have, really. I mean, our wives let us out of the house or kicked us out on Father's Day to go play on the radio for a couple hours. David Saad, SamcoFM.com. We asked him about makeup air, and this was in restaurants.
What's makeup air, Chuck?
Exactly. He started to laugh. He laughed because he knows, and he deals with this all the time. But he sees these commercial vent installations, you know, 3,000 cubic feet per minute, you know, a fan over a commercial stove, whatever. And no provision to bring 3,000 CFMs into the kitchen that's being exhausted.
Okay, you know, to replace you're almost to saying this with a laugh, but this is very serious.
That's why we laugh, because you and I know that it's extremely serious, but it's not done.
It's not in the residential side, especially not big in the time. Residential side.
And sometimes people cheat somehow and get away with it on the commercial side.
Right.
It's crazy. So what happens, your building will suck in air from somewhere.
Right. It has to.
A chimney, a furnace exhaust through the windows, the gaps around the windows and doors. You might hear an occasional whistling, you know.
And that's a negative air pressure at that point.
Yeah, and we would ideally like, if money were no object, every building would be built to have a constant, slightly positive interior air pressure. Because that way you'd never be inviting contaminants into the building.
Correct.
You would always be slightly exhausting.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Yeah. But in the commercial industry, you don't have the right amount of air to make up, I mean, in the residential as well, but in the commercial industry, and you're running this equipment 24/7.
It's huge equipment too. It's not like, you know, your vent fan above your stove,
right,
might be a big one at 150, you know, 500 CFM.
Right, right. So people out there with these new furnaces, I mean, the furnaces need makeup air. They need to bring the air in from the outside. And what Chuck was saying, if they don't, they'll suck it from your chimney. So in the fall, when you go to start a fire, and in the winter you go to start a fire, the smoke's not going to vent out because it's sucking air down. So there goes the smoke. So that's what people say, I have to open up a window.
Well, I said the house they're is trying up to the, inhale.
And when they open up a window, that's what they're doing at that point. Yeah. So this is very important, very important.
It's huge. And there are several issues with makeup air. For instance, in a kitchen, so you turn on the big exhaust fan, right? Where does that makeup air enter the room? Because you don't want to be standing there in January with makeup air blowing across your feet.
Right. Right.
Or blowing up your pant leg or whatever. I mean, so we've actually come up with ways in houses to do this. And you want to make sure that it is not only not moving in a bad place, but it isn't freezing like I described. We used to bring it up behind the refrigerator. That would actually make your refrigerator more efficient because you brought that cold, fresh air right over the heating coils.
But people don't understand that. You shove your refrigerator into this little box, and you got to keep it away from the wall.
Where
and every once in a while, you need to pull it out and clean those coils back there. The warmer those coils are, the worse it's going to be for you, your refrigerator. It's going to cost you more money to run. It's going to prematurely destroy that refrigerator.
Yeah. So if you can keep those coils clean and cool air moving over them, it's going to be a more efficient unit. It's going to run with less energy. And I mean, if you're truly green, these are things you do. You know,
is anyone really truly green? Anyway.
No, but I do. Decades ago, I said the building industry was the original green industry. We just didn't call ourselves that because it didn't sound manly and macho. But really, you know, we're tree planting fools.
Right.
Grass and tree and planting fools. Now, someone's instantly going, yeah, but those take a lot of water. Oh, gosh, here we go. We could do. We should do an article on that, right? Shouldn't we?
Yes, we should. Yes, we should. Hey, I was scrolling through the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page recently.
Okay.
And people should check out the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good information.
I agree 1,000%.
But this is a post that we had on the Inside Outside Guys, okay? 46% of builders surveyed experienced delays in completion of products on time. Projects on time. I apologize.
46.
15% had to turn down some projects. 9% lost or canceled sales as a result of recent labor shortages.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Guess when this was?
This year.
10 years
Yesterday.
Ago. 10 years ago. I posted this exactly 10 years ago at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page.
Now, let's be honest. You could have been wrong 10 years ago, but I don't think you were.
Well, it hasn't gotten any better.
Wow.
I mean, think about this. I guarantee those numbers, if you can go down from 9%, I guarantee they've gone down from 9%.
They might have gone up.
Turn down.
Lost work, you mean?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Work. Turning down projects. Nobody wants to turn down projects. Nobody. There's so much more money that could be made out there.
Well, the problem, too, is your ego. It's like, this is what I do. I want every job I can get. Hey, you and I have
We were both
about
there,
that.
Chuck. Exactly. We both had a part in our career where we had never turned down a job.
It's like you should have turned down some.
Right, right. But you name, whether it's a restaurant business, the building business, everybody could be making more money if we had the labor that we need in this country. Yeah. And let me say right now, there's no end in sight. There's no cure in sight in the long run, because every one of these houses and these buildings are getting older. And to be honest with you, our population is going to be dropping.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially the youthful end of the population. And it's interesting because every good company like David's and Samco that we talk to, they'll tell you, yes, we want to hire good people, but that's not our push. Because we won't just put anybody out on the job site.
Tell me what you think about this.
This ought to be.
If me, I'm going to use myself for instance as an example. I should have been pulled out of high school in ninth grade. And I should have been put into an apprenticeship program. I should have. So many boys, especially because
ADD, you could have been a priest.
Attention. No, they wouldn't have accepted me, trust me. But I think we need to start looking at more of that kind of stuff, Chuck. Getting the basics down, the reading, the writing, minor arithmetic, and then getting some of these people
You sound like an old man.
Into trade schools.
You sound like my grandfather. And I agree with you. You know, we also are huge believers that decks are not do-it-yourself projects for 99% of the population. And you've got to have a pro that's got great material, great methodology, great process. There's
great warranties.
Thank you.
Great warranties. If you want a great deck with a great warranty, you want to contact Dex Unlimited.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to invite your calls right after we talk to a good friend here that we stole from his wife this morning, and he's taking time out of his day to spend a few minutes with us. Mark Mercier, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Mark, how can you not be great? I spoke to you this morning, and you were sitting on your back deck with your bride enjoying this beautiful day. What do you have planned for the rest of Father's Day?
I'm actually got my dad at my house. So I'm going to enjoy the day with him. I've got Cheryl with me, and I've got a little gift for you and Chuck for Father's Day. Cheryl is right here.
Hi, Ken and Chuck. I just want to say happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, God bless you. Good-looking women don't talk to either one of us.
Hi, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome. Enjoy Thank your you. Day.
Thank you. You as well.
You as well.
And Mark. Happy Father's Day to all the listeners and to our customers and lots of hard work out there.
There are a lot of your customers listening to us right now. Tell people about Rhino Shield, how you started Rhino Shield. I mean, everyone knows who you are. You've been on WJR Airways for so long, but tell them a little bit of the history of Rhino Shield, how you and Cheryl decided to make this your careers.
Well, it was real easy. You know, we wanted to deliver a product that would stand the test of time as well as the elements that we're faced with. Nobody can control the elements, it seems, and you know, any edge you can get that can create some sort of barrier between your home and those elements is going to help you in the long run.
Boy, yeah, he so said it when, well.
When,
I mean,
when we found now, Rhino first... Shield. And...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark. Forgive me.
No, you're fine.
I was just thinking it was kind of a radical new product. I know new is a relative term in the construction industry, but when you guys jumped into installing that product on homes, it was kind of like, really? Can they do this?
Yeah. Well, and you know, it was a rooftop product prior to the wall product. And, you know, that's when they got with BASF and did extensive testing and changed the type of ceramics they were using. They went to the 3M Microsphere. And, you know, just improved on technology, took one coat away, made it more breathable, made it more conducive for the elements that it, or the substrates that it's on. So when they move and expand and contract, our product does the same with it.
Your product is one of those products, Mark. So I'm going to make a comparison. Somebody who's maybe buying a new Cadillac or a really expensive high-class car. That's what yours is in the coatings world. We'll get email questions saying, I'm looking to get my house painted. What's my best option? And we'll send them a painter, and then we'll send them Rhino Shield's number and tell them about your elastomeric coating, and also make sure we mention, oh, yeah, they have a 25-year warranty behind it. And, Chuck, for people our age, 25 years means we don't ever have to worry about it again. And so that is like yesterday with Diamond Coat. It's a product that is a value in the long run. You know, you pay for something like this. Yeah, does it cost a little more than paint? Absolutely. But the fact you don't ever have to worry about it again, that pays for itself, Mark. Explain that, please, a little bit.
Yeah, so it's, you know, you're basically you won't have to paint in 5 years or 10 years or whatever your normal cycle is. And the reason is because the first thing we do is prep very extensively, and you know, we seal things up with a 60-year sealant. Then once we put our adhesive primer on things, that kind of waterproofs everything, whether it be wood or a stucco or a masonry product or anything, you know, like a vinyl or aluminum, it sticks to it, and it's giving us something to bond our top coat to, but it's also going to adhere to the substrate and waterproof the substrate. So once our top coat goes on that, like a diamond coat, you know, it's got a, you know, a satin finish. It's going to repel the rain. It's going to, you know, repel the sun. It's going to keep the wall space cooler. It's going to keep things from moving as much, whether it be a vinyl or a you know, wood product. So it's definitely keeping the house the way you want to look at it. You don't want to look at it with caulk, you know, separating. You don't want to look at it with products fading. You don't want to look at it with products getting dingy and grimy. You want something that's going to stay clean, something that's going to, you know, protect the substrate against the elements. And you know, we're here to guarantee it for 25 years against peeling, chipping, cracking. It blocks 97% of UV rays. It can be any color. I mean, we can stay the same color as you want that you have now, or if you want, you can make it any color under the sun.
You mentioned substrates, Mark. I mean, here in Southeast Michigan, or Michigan in general, what do we got? We got asbestos, we got aluminum, we got vinyl, we got brick, we got stucco, drive it.
Engineered, you know, masonites and engineered woods.
Thank you. I knew you'd fill me in.
yeah.
Which ones of those can't you coat?
There's really nothing on a house that we can't coat. We just coated an asbestos house the other day. It was great because, you know, those aren't very impact resistant, so this is going to add impact resistance, you know.
I like the look of a stucco siding.
Say it again?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I not stucco. I like the look of an asbestos shingle. And if you coat that, an asbestos shingle, that has to look phenomenal because those originally look really good.
Yeah, and they've been there since 1950. They're not going anywhere. As long as you don't chew on them, you should be fine. We'll encapsulate them so that there's no, you know, dust that's flying around the air that, you know, could potentially be a hazard. So, yeah, I wouldn't take that off a house for any reason.
I love it. I love hearing that because we've said that was a fantastic siding product. You know, people hear the word asbestos, it's like, oh my God, we're going to die. But
you and I say it all the time, asbestos won't hurt you unless you mess with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And, you know, that's the one where if you throw your bike up against the side of the house and they break. So this gives it some impact resistance and protects it from breaking.
Mark, we got a couple more questions for you. Can you stick around just after the break for us, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, but we're talking to Mark, the better half of Mark and Cheryl from Rhino's, or excuse me, lesser half, I can say it to you, of Mark and Cheryl from Rhino Shield. I want to get that wrong.
I get it.
In the meantime, Chuck, I mentioned I went to Atlas Home Improvement earlier, and that's a company we love referring to our listeners. I mean, we get no aggregate. All the years, nothing negative.
No company is better than its people, and they have great people.
From start to finish, from the office all the way to the guy that installs, great company, great people. Of course, we're talking about Atlas Home Improvement.
Having way too much fun, we made Mark Mercier from Rhino Shield stay on a little longer with us, but he's got so much to talk about. Ken, you had a couple other questions for Mark.
I do. Mark, you guys have a very large footprint here in Michigan. I'm not going to say just southeast Michigan because you go so far that. Tell people exactly where, if they're listening, where you'll go.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we actually have been growing substantial in Traverse City as well as Grand Rapids and, you know, of course, in southeast Michigan where, you know, it's well over 80% of what we do. So,
and I want to make sure people know that, you know, you did my home when I first moved in back in 2015. And the one thing that really impressed me, because you're talking about prep, and Chuck and I always talk about that when it comes to painting as well, that usually companies should spend more time on the prep than they should actual painting. And you guys did that. If I remember right, you guys spent, I believe, 4 days just prepping my house and 2 days coating my house. And we still love it. And we're going to be getting some new garage doors soon, basic white. We're going to need you to come in and coat those the same color when they come in.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be happy to get that done for you. Yes, it's prep work is so important. You know, obviously you got to have a good substrate. It can't be rotten. It needs to be replaced. It needs to be dry. It needs to be properly cleaned and scraped and you know, sealed with a sealant and then encapsulated with our first coat, which is an adhesive primer sealer. That's the coat that just kind of seals everything up. It waterproofs everything, and then it dries very tacky to the touch, and that grabs our top coat and marries the substrate in our top coat, which reflects the UV rays and the sun and all the other elements that the primer doesn't take care of for us.
Mark, can you give your contact information out, please?
Absolutely. We're out of Brighton. Our number is 810-360-6583. Or rhinoshieldmi.com. Rhino Shield is R-H-I-N-O, Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D-M-I, like Michigan.com. Thank you, guys.
Love it. Love it. Mark, thank you very much. Cheryl, thank you very much. Enjoy your Father's Day and your day with your father. You're blessed
God bless
to be
you.
With
thank
him.
You so much, Mark.
Yep, he's going to be 89 this year, and he's going to go out on the boat with us and enjoy the sun.
Excellent.
Cool. I love it.
Absolutely love it. God bless, buddy. You have
thanks,
a great
Mark.
Day.
Take care. Thank you.
See you, pal. Bye-bye.
Good people.
Quality company. I mean, good one of these people. Southeast Michigan companies, if people look at the InsideOutsideGuys.com, they're going to see some smaller companies, but they're going to see so many of the very popular good companies here in Southeast Michigan that people see driving anytime they're on the expressway all over the place.
I know it.
I'm looking at something here on Facebook. From our friends at Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning, on a man lift, cleaning dryer vents on the top of condominium complexes. I wouldn't get up there off a man lift.
Bless their hearts.
I know.
We used to use one in a commercial building, and this was within the last 10 years, And I was too old to do that. I had done it when I was younger. But it's funny. You jump in that and you jack it up and, you know, we're changing light bulbs and just stuff. And it's like, yeah, I don't think so. Well,
if you remember back then, you could only get, you know, the
very narrow.
The meaty ones. Yeah, the ones that were really thick. Now you can go to a big box store, rent one. The legs extend out.
Which makes a lot more sense.
We were
in small commercial areas where you probably couldn't have used the extenders anyway, but.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. So what are your plans for Father's Day, buddy?
We are going to do nothing. My wife made me a couple things, one of which is her potato salad that I love.
Oh, I love good
salad. So I will overeat today. My in-laws are coming over, and we'll probably do nothing.
Cool.
I know it.
Cool.
I'm ready for that.
Yesterday, I was able to golf with my sons.
How cool.
Got my first birdie of the year. Go figure.
Did you have cheated all? Or
no, not that one. No. I followed it up by a double bogey. But
hey,
yeah, you don't got to mention that.
It's the birdie that brings you back. Exactly. I got to play with my son twice this week.
Did you?
And it is, I mean, you're just so grateful for the opportunity, aren't you?
You know, I heard someone say years ago, success is when your adult children want to hang out with you.
Yep.
And if that's the case, I'm unbelievably successful.
We are. Yeah. They don't know any better. God bless them. Right. Hope nobody tells them.
You're right. Hey, we got almost a full segment, couple segments left here just for you, the listeners. We will answer any questions you have on housing. 888-654-guys. 888-654-4897.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Clarkson Window and Door, J&E Installation, Window World, they go out and install new windows in your home.
Okay.
Within 5 years, one of the sashes, as you try to open it, is out of square, and it's not functional. Would you expect those three companies to take care of it?
Let me play this from not the outside guy, just the guy that called them.
This is Ken.
If I got their reference, especially from the inside outside guys, if I got their name from the inside outside guys, yes. But shame on me if I didn't read the paperwork in the first place and know exactly what's covered when it happens. So I should be able to break out paperwork, and I know all of those are going to say, yes, it's going to be covered for this amount of time.
Yeah. And those three companies would.
Yes.
I know they would.
Yes.
We had a listener, 5-year-old window, and went back to the installing company, and they were told, all we cover is parts. And it's like, it's out of square. There's no reason for. I'm trying to think of all the houses and windows I've owned and installed over the years. There's very few reasons that one would even be out of square. It's like
we had an email last week from a gentleman in Plymouth that had siding put on his house less than 2 years ago, and the company's not returning any of his phone calls.
That's kind of where this woman's at. You know, we told her to go to the manufacturer. You know,
yeah, there you go.
Because if anyone will help her, it is the manufacturer. If they don't, she's just going to have to pay somebody to come in and fix it, sadly.
Which is so disappointing. But you know what? We mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about Diamond Coat siding products there. They don't want bad people installing their products. So if that person bypasses the window company or the installer and goes to the manufacturer, if that manufacturer is a good company, they're going to say, look it. You did this wrong. You fix it or don't ever install our windows again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which should be the case.
You know, there's a great website that you turned me on to years ago for people to get information on windows. Any kind of window information they want to get before they buy, they need to check out this window, this website. Let's talk about that when we get back from break. Okay?
I like that. I like that a lot. But, you know, it's one of those things also, it's going to rain. And water may come in around basement windows, but it also may come in around the juncture of the floor and the bottom of the wall. And there's a million reasons for it, right?
Yeah, you know what? And it may not just be water. It may be you're starting to, some windows are sticking or you're seeing some cracks on the inside in your drywall or the outside, what's called step cracking on the brick. If it's a brick and foundation issue, one of our great companies at the InsideOutsideGuys.com is Foundation Authority.
888-654-GUYS. We'd love to hear from you in the next couple of segments if you get a chance. If not, during the week, InsideOutsideGuys.com.
numbers on the website are just fantastic. Everyone is hearing about the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Whenever we answer one of your emails, one of the last sentences we're going to say in that email is, please spread the word about the guys on WJR. And that's all Chuck and I have ever asked from any of you for what we do, is just let people know about the InsideOutsideGuys.com.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. No, that makes all the sense in the world.
Before we went to break, you had a question, right?
I've had about 12 of them. I had the one about the window being out of square. And again, that if a window sash is out of square and you haven't abused it, it's not a crank out that you hung on the outside of. It's not an issue where, you know, you're hanging on the sliders as you slide them up and down. Then realistically, it's an installation issue.
Right. Right, right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions.
We'd love to hear from you. The one that I meant that you and I started to talk about, makeup air, just don't underestimate the importance of that. You're going to hear builders, a lot of guys my age, sadly, say, oh, what the heck? If you know, you're sealing up the entire house. I just heard this 2 days ago. And then you're cutting holes in it again, you know, to bring air in. You know, just don't seal it up in the first place. That is 50-year-old thinking.
Right, right, right.
And it used to be kind of true. But it also used to be kind of true that 50 years ago, we wore three layers in the house in January.
And we did not build the houses as tight as we did do today.
Not at all. Right. And we weren't required to insulate them the way we're required to today.
We built shelters back then.
Yeah. And it's okay. I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
But today, I mean, if you've got a new house out there, you literally have that house sealed to a maximum air change per hour with leakage. I mean, they've literally made your builders seal up all those leaks that historically are in the sidewalls.
This is building science. A lot of people don't know about building science. They don't want to know about building science. So one on the residential side, if you have a home, how is somebody going to know they may have negative air pressure inside their house?
Yeah.
Right? So the chimney. They build a fire. If you hold a incense towards a window and the air blows back, if you hold it towards a fireplace, right, and the air blows back and not up in, you have a negative air issue.
You know, we started decades ago. I want to say 40 years. It might even have been longer. But we put combustion air in our fire boxes. I don't know if
right?
you guys were doing that.
Well, I've seen a lot of things rigged like that.
I mean, we built them that way.
Right.
From the
right.
ground up.
Right.
And then put glass doors in the front because, again, we were worried about global cooling, but people still wanted a wood-burning fireplace.
Right.
So we put sealed glass doors in the front of the unit so you could watch the fire. It was beautiful. And combustion air inside the firebox so it didn't need to steal combustion air from the house.
Right. Right. You'd hear people a lot of times whenever they had a fire and it would come back, the smoke would come back, the negative air, they'd open up a window. That would supply that air.
Yeah.
A lot of way people do it now is they put something in that's called a scuttle. And we had a really smart listener send us an email about a scuttle that he was going to install, and where should he install the scuttle. And it was really good thinking that he did not want to put it really close to the furnace because he didn't want that really cold air coming in on those really cold days right into the furnace. Attach it somewhere else to your intake
yeah.
on the other side of the basement. And if you're having these issues, that is going to solve it. That's going to bring, when the furnace calls for air, it's going to bring it in through that scuttle. And people will notice it in their house. They'll notice the difference in their house.
I mean, we started doing that in new houses, again, a long time ago. We would put return air or makeup air into the return plenum in a forced air heating system. But we would also just bring an insulated pipe down to within about 18 inches of the basement floor. And it was connected through the side of the floor frame to a weather hood. But it was a simple pressure demand system, what we call a barometric damper. And that just means if the house was trying to suck in air, the damper would open and let air flow. And when the house didn't need to suck in any air anymore, there was no negative air pressure, the damper would close so you weren't leaking air.
Right.
But if you put it close to the basement floor, that's the coldest air in the house anyway. you know, so it's heavier air and it's got more moisture in it, and that makes it heavy. So you're not likely to suck that out of the house anyway. I mean, even unless you did it mechanically.
That makes perfect sense. That makes sense. Different subject. How have mosquitoes been around your house this year?
You know, knock on Formica, we haven't had a big mosquito problem yet.
We haven't because it's been so dry.
Yeah.
And if somebody after these rains that we just had all of a sudden is noticing some mosquito issues, it's very likely you have a breeding ground from them. So many people have breeding grounds for mosquitoes around their house and property and have no idea what they're doing.
I agree with that 1,000. You know, I thought JB from Rove did a good job of explaining that when we talked to him. People just don't know.
Right, right. On the other hand, the ticks this year, we have been getting so many emails about ticks. Ticks are outrageous.
We've seen them on golf courses.
Right.
You get close to the, you know, where they're not cutting anymore, the woods or whatever. It's not unusual to step away. I mean, guys didn't even go in it. They were just on the edge.
Right.
Standing. And there's two ticks on their legs.
Well, we treat our dogs. You know, my wife and I have three dogs, and we treat with them with that. Don't ask me what it is. It's something my wife puts between the shoulder blades.
Tick off.
That's what you do to me on a regular basis. however, last week, Russian my shepherd found a tick. It was about halfway.
How can you find those in her?
As I'm brushing.
Her hair is so thick.
Well, it is. As I'm brushing, I feel around as well as I'm brushing her. But I found the tick in there. And here's the thing we always talk about when it comes to ticks and Lyme disease. If you're taking a tick off of somebody, you got to get the entire tick. You got to get the head. And usually what I do is I take a pair of tweezers and I burn them as hot as it can be. And I just touch it a couple times. I will touch the tick back and forth a couple times. And it winds up burning, pulling itself away. I don't want to just pull, obviously. But if I put that hot tweezers on the tick, it'll release and it'll back out. Then
we
go get an alcohol, a rubbing alcohol, and we clean the area it was in.
Good idea. So,
but ticks are terrible this year.
They are.
But the Rove ticks and
they're real.
For ticks and mosquitoes, Rove Pest Control can come out and spray your entire yard. If you're listening to us, they can spray your entire yard, so you don't have to deal with that stuff I just dealt with.
And they're going to want to talk to your neighbors. I thought I respect their honesty that the guy said, you know, if Chuck calls them, they're going to knock on the door of Chuck's neighbors, because the reality is they might spray my yard in environs, but if the neighbors are breeding them like crazy and we're sitting on the back deck, the mosquitoes will find us.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Another thing that's very active right now is the mice and the vole. I'm seeing those all over my woodland. I look at my woodland, I can see them running all over the place.
Chipmunks.
We talked about Rhino Shield. We've talked about the negative air, and we mentioned how we tighten up houses. One of the reasons we tighten up houses is not just for the air. You know, Chuck and I tell you all the time, walk around and look for any kind of opening. A mouse can get through an opening 10% of its body size. As you seal those areas up for the mice, you're also sealing up the air in your house. So it's a double positive. Chuck, any house that was built, when was the flashing on the brick code? That came in right around 2000.
Residential?
Yeah, in residential. 2000, late 90s, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, I would say when it started to be widely enforced. A lot of stuff was in the code like that.
But wasn't enforced.
For, you know, several manifestations of the code and never enforced, but we started to see it, I think, enforced right around then.
And what I'm talking about, and the mice and the bugs are one of the reasons I'm talking about this, is right around that time they started making builders or anyone bricking up a building, they'd brick about three courses high, and then they'd come in with an ice and water shield, and they would flash, and they'd leave little voids between every 4 feet, they'd leave little voids between the end joints on the brick. And that was meant for if moisture got behind that brick, it had a place to weep out. They were called weep holes. Well, I think there was a negative also that came with that. We'll talk about that when we get back from break, okay?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Gosh, we are already going to head into our last segment. But, boy, I'll tell you, we have talked to Mark Kramer, Mike Kearns, Gary Kearns over the years, and we keep finding out that they're not only a great company, but they keep getting better.
They posted a picture this week of hail right next to a golf ball. Golf ball size hail on some of their residentials.
Scary stuff.
If you had any hail damage, you want to call Kearns Brothers.
Having more fun than we deserve. Happy Father's Day again to every father out there. Your only obligation is to produce great citizens.
Good that? Americans.
By golly.
As Joe Gannon would say. Yeah. Great American.
God bless Joe. I miss Joe.
Yeah, me too. 888-654-4897. Chuck, you mentioned something on the break that I've got to remind people of this kind of stuff because people tune in and out. So theinsideoutsideguys.com. Of course, you want to go there for anything you need for your housing. And one thing that is unique about theinsideoutsideguys.com compared to, you know, if you go online and you go roofer, let's say you live in Livonia, Livonia Roofing, you're going to get whoever paid the most money in that area to a national site who's never met them come up. You're taking your chances. You go to InsideOutsideGuys.com. We have met every one of our team partners. We have sat down with every one of our team partners. We have said no to more companies that I would like to say no to. They couldn't get on the site. We want to have the biggest and best and brightest, not necessarily the biggest, just the best companies out there in InsideOutsideGuys.com.
Strongest referral.
So if you want a roof in Livonia and you hire Kearns Brothers or Victor's, whoever it may be, go over to the guy's special offers page. There are some true savings on that page. I don't want to say coupons because they're not coupons.
I know, but every time I look, I'm reminded that we need to mention that more because they are really good savings from every company. Chet's Clean, you name it.
Chet's Clean is a great
the
company.
The article this past week was on what you should look for in a professional roofing company. And if you don't read it and take that advice...
Shame, shame, shame.
And, of course,
you can find that Detroit or DetroitNews.com. You can find that Detroit New Paper on Friday afternoons, TheInsideOutsideGuys.com, the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page, WJR Facebook page. We definitely get it out there. Before we went to break, we're talking about something called Weep Holes. Now, Weep Holes have been around forever. Chuck, I was telling you about that beautiful house in Rochester I was working on this week.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
A stone house with a beautiful brick rowlock above each window, a little minor archway,
yep.
With three pieces of rope sticking out of each one.
See, that's my favorite weep material.
Rope?
Yeah.
Old school.
I mean, they don't have to stick it out. They might have done it for aesthetics.
Well, it wasn't sticking out. It was flush for the most part, yeah.
I mean, because you run them wild when you install them, which means you might put an 8-foot.
And then cut them down.
An 8-inch piece.
Right.
And then cut them down, yeah, when the mortar cures. But yeah.
So that those weep holes were intended if water gets behind that, it can wick out the pieces of rope. The ones at the bottom, you'll see them now on newer houses, at the bottom in the foundation and also above windows. And they are meant for the water to get to be able to weep out. Now, one of the negatives is all these box elders and all these...
They're great wasp incubation cells.
They are. And did they think about that when they did this?
Of course not.
Of course not. So here's what we're going to tell you. We don't want you to put a steel wool in there because steel wool will rust and wind up staining your brick. But if you go to any brickyard, I mean, their brickyard, just Google closest building material or brickyard. They sell these little square plastic... Gosh, they look like a matchbox, a little bit that fit perfectly into these joints. They're the height of a brick, they're the width of a brick, and they're webbed so they allow the air to breathe and the water to get out, but they will not allow these bugs in because they're letting bugs in. I mean, it's very hard not to flash something and not have a itty-bitty small piece that something can get.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. I agree with you.
Because you've done it.
Yeah. Lord knows we've had that issue. And the idea is to make sure moisture can get out from behind the brick and bugs can't get in from outside the brick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And that's been a big theme of today's show and even yesterday, you know, with the building products.
It really is.
When you put the proper stuff on the house, Gary was mentioning one of their new products eliminates the need for a lot of caulking. Which we absolutely love.
Oh, Gary Moore.
Gary Moore.
Diamond
Coat. Yeah, from Diamond Coat there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that caulk is a temporary product that you will have to replace, whereas a mechanical flashing made out of like a synthetic rubber or aluminum or copper might last 100 years.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And we'd rather see that. But when you and I use the term specification, because we do that a lot on the show, we do a lot in emails, it's critical that people look at those specifications and read them. And if they have questions, that's why we have the email, right?
Speaking of email, we had an email a little while ago. It was a nice size email. And we sent that, she sent us an email and we gave her an answer. And she came back with something, I'm sorry to say, it was negative. We get emails like this, and trust me, we're not saying we don't want these emails, but the emails go something like this. I'm having an issue with fill in the blank. I've had three professionals out here. Can you guys tell me what it is? And, we're not rude, but we could easily go, no.
If that's all we know.
If that's all, you have three professionals out there, we cannot tell you what it is, unfortunately. They can't. We'll get emails going, we're having a problem, I can't figure it out, and you want us to send you a specific contractor. We have two professionals on our site under home maintenance, I believe, home inspections. And they both are inspectors. One is Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. The other is Vance Infrared. Their job is to come out and find out what's wrong. The problem is a lot of people don't want to pay to find out what's wrong. They just want us to tell them what's wrong so they can fix it.
Put Band-Aids on.
Yes.
Yeah. And let me stretch out the advanced infrared thing. When people have leaks of any kind, Ken and I are adamant, find the leak first.
Yes.
Then hire someone to solve it.
And we're adamant that where that leak is showing up may not be anywhere near the place it is manifesting itself.
That's why you got to find it.
There have been professionals that have spent thousands of dollars many, 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 many times trying to cure a leak. If they would have called someone in like Advanced Infrared who can track the leak with the equipment they have. So sometimes we're going to send you a professional to help you diagnose what's wrong. And then when you find out what's wrong, you go back to the inside outside guys. Hire that professional as well.
To actually resolve the issue.
Yes. But
finding out what the issue is critical. And we just can't overstate that because we get a lot of people. I don't want to do that. Well, then you really don't want to solve the problem. You know what? I mean, let's be honest.
You're right. Another thing, this time of year, we get a lot of emails about landscapers. Unfortunately, Chuck and I do not have a lot of relationship with landscapers. If you're looking for someone in your area to help you with your yard, go to a local landscape supply house where those guys buy their trees, where they buy their equipment, where they buy their gravel.
Yeah, we've got a great one by us.
You call them, they will let you know who buys from them that they trust. They're a great resource for people.
They really are. It's like the local lumberyard for small wood projects.
There you go. There you go. Again, we greatly appreciate you all. You have no idea how much we appreciate you listening. More than anything else, we appreciate how much you trust us with your house and your housing needs. During the week, theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye.